This is an IEEE Computer Society podcast. I'm David Alan Greer, and this is a special update, the second, to the In Our Time podcast entitled Drinking with the Dinosaurs. That podcast dealt with a conference largely looking at Russian computing pioneers. And near the middle of the conference, one of the engineers came up and made a very detailed presentation about an anti-aircraft system, a system designed to track American and NATO planes and to shoot them down. I must admit, when it came up, it was a bit of a shock to look at things a new way, and perhaps not quite the way you might think. I go to a lot of technology museums in the U.S., in Europe, in Japan. And I've seen many different stories of inventions, computers, telephone, aircraft, and been impressed with the breadth of contribution that people have added to these technologies and the stories about them that we don't know. Yet at the same time, this news story caused me to think of things a little bit differently. The inventors were very real. They were old guys, a group of people I deal with quite regularly, who might have been grandfathers, and other than the fact they knew Russian, would have been people that I would have interviewed or known or talked with in some other way. All of these people, in talking about their ideas, just had this tremendous desire to survive, to have their accomplishment survive, because so much of the world in which they lived, the former Soviet Union, was gone. They may have believed their own story or not. It's tough to say. But they were part of the world that began with Stalin and Khrushchev and Brezhnev, marching through those Cold War minor players until you end up with Gorbachev. With those changes, the ups and downs, the opening to the West with Khrushchev, the slamming it shut with Brezhnev, they saw stability in their technologies, in what they were doing. That gave meaning to their life, and that gave them something to cling to. The stories that they told were those that we hear from other engineers. The stories of coming of age, machines that make their career. The child of my heart, the baby that you sort of see your students build and treasure it as if your own. The opportunity missed. The idea that was brilliant, but time and tide and funding and chance were gone. And finally, those of hopes laid to rest. Vision for the future that at some point and in some time you conclude is not going to be yours, or at least not going to be the part of the one that you participate in. These played against Cold War stories were quite a shock, because it was a mirror image, looking through and knowing that these people could have been part of a larger community, could have contributed more to the greater world security, could have done so much had it not been in wartime. Yet, knowing full well that there may not have been money or funds or laboratories to do it, had not war been between the East and the West. This is an update to a podcast for In Our Time, Drinking with the Dinosaurs. These podcasts are based on essays which are published in Computer, which is a magazine published by the Computer Society. More about Computer, as well as the Computer Society, can be found at www.computer.org. To find the information about Computer, click on the Technical Magazines link, which you find under the Publications tab. Other Computer Society podcasts, including the original one in this series, Drinking with the Dinosaurs, and other updates, can be found at www.computer.org/podcast. If you have any comments, we'd love to hear them. You can send them to podcasts@computer.org. The music which you hear as part of this podcast comes from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network, which you can find at music.podshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.